USA Radio News.
Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is signaling he's open to reforming the Electoral Count Act. Democrats are pursuing more sweeping election reforms and federalization of elections, but some lawmakers in both parties are also suggesting there may be more modest reforms that could pass on a bipartisan basis. Investigators looking for one of two people missing after a destructive Colorado wildfire have found partial human remains in an area near the suspected origin of the blaze. On Wednesday, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office said investigators located the partial remains of an adult in the Marshall area south of Boulder. Authorities are conducting a separate search for a person reported missing in the hard-hit community of Superior. Walmart announced it's hiring more than 3,000 new employees to expand its home delivery service. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, fans. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Senator Rand Paul says he's off YouTube.
Republicans are starting to make moves to smaller social media sites after Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday after multiple violations of the site's policies on posting coronavirus misinformation, according to Twitter. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL is considering alternate stadium sites for next month's Super Bowl scheduled at SoFi Stadium in L.A., citing a recent surge of COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Since many cases of COVID-19 and now the flu aren't reported back to health officials, the city of Houston has a messy answer.
Houston's wastewater has been tracking the spread of COVID in the city, and Dr. Lauren Hopkins says now the Houston Health Department is looking for the flu virus in wastewater, too, specifically tracking nursing homes, shelters, and schools.
You know, flu is dangerous for everybody, but it's highly, highly dangerous for children.
They're starting to see an uptick of flu in samples detecting the virus at two schools in December. Students have been out of school, so the most recent samples were from before winter break.
If we do see flu in the wastewater, we have a strike team that notifies the school. The nurse manager will know that there is flu, as we do every week with COVID.
And because the Houston Health Department is one of the first in the country using this technology to track flu in our poo, they'll share the info with the CDC. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
In related news, the CDC is facing criticism over the messaging surrounding its updated coronavirus guidelines and statements that appear contradictory. The criticism comes as the nation faces a shortage of coronavirus tests. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said this week her agency did not initially include a testing component in its revised five-day quarantine because of testing unreliability. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.